Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, June 16th, 2022. And on today's show, I'll be doing a recap of some of the great events that took place this past week and a half. And also, I'll be giving plenty of education to those parents out there that got kids that's getting ready to go to college, because it's definitely a grind. But without further ado, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. As always, thanks for rocking with me. If you're new, shame on you. Nah, I'm just playing, man. If you're new, go to your favorite podcast platform. Follow the Slack is Talk. From there, you will have new episodes sent to your device every time one becomes available. Now, before we get started, man, I just want to give a special thanks for those that are listening to me live tonight. I know the NBA Finals are going on as we speak. And I just want to tell you, man, if Golden State pulls this out, you got to give Steph Curry his props, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to give it to him. At first, I was kind of hesitant, you know what I'm saying? But the man has three rings already, you know what I'm saying? We know what Golden State has accomplished, you know what I'm saying? They had a dynasty going on, especially like when they brought Durant in. They was just invincible. And after this, they kind of like took 2 years off to regroup. And then if he's able to get another one, especially like when there's a guy named LeBron that's still playing that can't make the playoffs, you got to give Steph Curry his props. But I'm not going to say too much on that, because I'm going to wait and see what happens. And of course, you know what I'm saying, we're going to talk about it here on the Slackers Talk. But I'm just saying, man, you know, you got to give Steph Curry his props, man, if they pull it out tonight. Now, starting things off, man, I must say, man, I'm still recuperating from last week. I'm still recovering. It's just official, man. I'm the happiest parent in the world right now. You know what I'm saying? I got a chance to really visualize, you know, my dream. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm not the one that graduated, this is like always has been a dream of mine. You know what I'm saying? For those of y'all that don't know, you know, my daughter, Aaliyah, graduated this past weekend from Dreher High School. She'll be moving on to Coastal Carolina. And we had the graduation on Friday. And it was also her 18th birthday party the next day. So, I mean, you could imagine, like, the celebration that we had. You know what I'm saying? The family coming into town, you know what I mean, to preparing for everything, all the preparation that went into it, you know, and it's just still having fun. You know, I've been thinking about that day ever since then, you know what I'm saying? And it's going to be on my mind for a while. As far as the actual graduation, everything went according to plan. You know, family members was able to come in town on time. Not too many. There was one flight that got delayed, but everybody, you know, was here on schedule, you know, on time, and everything went, you know, as planned. The next day, they arrived on Thursday afternoon for some, and, you know, everybody was able to, you know, check in, you know, Airbnb, whatever, you know, all the rooms were right, everything went according to plan. You know, we chilled out that Thursday, not too much because, you know, the next day, Friday, was the actual graduation. We had to all get up in the morning. And let me be the first to tell you, man, just getting there on time and everything, that's a job. You know what I'm saying? That's for the parents. That's, you know, if you're going to a high school graduation next year or any time after that, let me tell you, man, be prepared to really get up in the morning and really be there. Because first of all, like, they strict on handing out tickets. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, it's around the summertime. Of course, you know, everybody got family coming in. And it's going to be heavy traffic. Heavy traffic going to that same place. Because all the students that graduate, they got their parents coming in. And everybody's going to that, you know, location. That same location. You know what I'm saying? Traffic going everywhere else is going to be normal. But on that in particular day, with everybody going to that graduation, you know what I'm saying? There's this... hard, you know, if it's at a stadium and you only got like one way in and one way out, everybody has to get in at that same place, you know what I'm saying? And they got, you know, metal detectors, you have to clear out your pockets, you got to take all that in consideration. So, you know, don't go there trying to be on time. You got to go there like you want to be there 45 minutes earlier just to make it on time, you know what I'm saying? If you know what I mean. So that's a job in itself. And I'm proud, man, because I was able to do that. I didn't have no trouble getting in, you know what I'm saying? I had to get my father ready and everything, and we was able to do that. I was able to set up, you know what I mean? You know, I'm a cameraman, you know what I'm saying? I do movies and stuff like that, so, you know, I had to bring my camera. I had to get, you know, first class, world class seats, up close and personal. And I was able to get, you know, some good shots, you know what I'm saying? I got both video and picture. You know what I'm saying? Everything was good quality and everything. And I'm standing, you know, watching the event. And by the way, the graduation was on the, you know, it was on the football stadium. It was actually on the football field. You know, great view, great setting. You know, everything was in place. And, you know, I'm just watching the event, you know, hearing the people names called and everything. And you know, it got time, you know, for my daughter to be called, you know, and it went on without a hitch. She went up there, you know, she got her graduation award. Her name was called. She waved to the crowd and, you know, she did what she was supposed to do. And, you know, they went through all the names from A to Z. And at the end, you know, everybody stood up and, you know, they do their graduation hats and everything. And I had a moment, you know what I'm saying? I had a moment. It's not the type of moment that you think, you know, normally when people say they had a moment, you think that person cried. But I did something that, you know, we all talked about here on the Slackers Talk. You heard me talk about it in sports. You heard me talk about it at music concerts, about music concerts. And you just heard me talk about it in general. You know what I'm saying? And I never really thought about or imagined being that type of fan, I could say. But at the graduation, I was that type of fan. I actually went on to the field during the graduation and hugged my daughter. You know, you heard it right. You know what I'm saying? Slackers Talk, Jason Slack, ran on to the field at the graduation ceremony. And I hugged my daughter. And, you know, it was funny. You know what I'm saying? I hugged, you know, we embraced. I told her, you know, I was proud and, you know, how much I was waiting for this moment and stuff like that. And, of course, you know, security came. You know, they politely said, you know, we can't have people, you know, parents, you know, jumping out of the stands and stuff like that. You know, I mean, I know you're a proud parent and all that, but if everybody do that, man, we'll have a situation. And, you know, that kind of thing, you know. They was respectful. I told them that I understand. And, you know, I left out. Now, you know, this situation was caught, you know, of course, on camera. You know, people, you know, follow the Slackers Talk. So it's definitely floating around on the internet. If you haven't seen it, you know what I'm saying, I'll go ahead and post it. They have the part with me standing on the field, you know, hugging her and everything. I don't think they actually caught the time that security came over. You know what I'm saying? But look out for that. You know what I'm saying? If you haven't seen it or heard about it, I'll post that, you know, along with the story that comes with it. You know, there was actually an article written on Right Vision News. You know what I'm saying? I'll share both. And, you know, it was just funny, man, because we talked about, you know, how the fans in the NBA come on to the come on to the court. And, you know, even the NFL, how they come on to the court and, you know, how the fans interact with the players and stuff like that. We talked about concerts like Little Mama, for example, like when she jumped on the stage with Jay-Z and Alicia Keys. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the most famous ones. You know what I'm saying? You had Kanye West at the awards show. You had ODB. He did it. You know what I'm saying? And now I guess you could say Slacker's Talk did it. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely guilty of doing that now. But on a sad note, and I didn't find out this piece of information until after everything was over. Unfortunately, man, you know, it bothered me too when I heard this story. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people might not think it's a big deal, man. But, like, you know, it's like it's talk. You know, I'm for the kids. You know what I'm saying? I got a Vision for Kids organization, and that's my number one thing, man. That's the thing I'm most proud of, is helping the kids. I actually found out later on that a female that was set to graduate that day actually came late. And, you know, because she made it there late, she didn't get a chance to walk or even, you know, receive her, you know, graduation award or whatever. And she didn't get to attend the, you know, join in on the ceremony because she became late. And that's rough, man. That's sad. You know, that's sad. Just think about all the years that you've been going to school in general. You know what I'm saying? Think about that for a minute. Think about the 4 years of high school that you just did. You know, all the rehearsals that you had to go through for this day. You know, they taught you how to walk. You know, who you had to stand in front of, who you had to stand behind or whatever. You know what I'm saying? All these great details that went into it, you know, and you was a part of that. And I'm just sure, like, soon as you became a senior, you know, this day was on your mind since that day. You know what I'm saying? Since the first day of 12th grade, you graduating and going to your prom and being able to celebrate, all that has been on your mind since day one. And then the day finally comes and you miss out. You know what I'm saying? That's just going to stick with you for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure if she had family there, but I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to guess that she did. I hope that she did. I hope every kid that graduated has somebody there to witness it. You know what I'm saying? Like they supposed to. And that's just unfortunate, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a bad deal. And I wish that, I hope and pray that she's able to, like, you know, get over that. You know what I'm saying? I hope that she's able to, like, you know, accept it, because, you know, we can't get that day back, you know. And I know she won't forget it, but I just hope she's able to move forward and not let it affect her. I'll put it that way. You know, so shout out definitely goes to her. But after the graduation, you know what I'm saying? Of course, it was this full celebration mode, man. We went out to eat. Later on, you know, we turned on the grill. You know what I'm saying? We did that. And we just basically got ready for the next day, you know what I'm saying? Which was her 18th birthday party. You know what I'm saying? And that was also a success, you know what I'm saying? She had to go ahead and get glammed up. We had a live DJ, of course. You know what I'm saying? We had some good food. We had the 360 going. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all see all that, you know, all the 360 photos on social media floating around, especially on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? And we just basically did the damn thing. The whole event was a success. And, you know, I must say, you know, that's one of my proudest moments. You know what I'm saying? Definitely was. Also, you know, I want to give a shout out to Aaliyah and Jada for being on the show this past week. You know what I'm saying? And the lead up and the anticipation to the party. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank y'all for taking time out of y'all busy schedule. You know what I'm saying? Because I know y'all getting ready for college and, you know, live the college life and all that. So, you know, thanks for everybody that tuned in to that too, man. You know what I'm saying? Supporting the kids, supporting Slacker's Talk. Definitely a good look. Now, on the next segment, I want to give, you know, some advice to the parents that got kids, you know, that's getting ready to graduate high school and go to college too. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be like next year or sometime down the line. You know what I'm saying? And for my listeners, man, this is what it's about. You know what I'm saying? When you go through something good or bad, you know what I'm saying? When you go through something good or bad, it's good to share your experience with others. You know what I'm saying? Because other people could use that knowledge and learn from it. You know what I'm saying? If you can prevent somebody from going through something, or if you can make a way for somebody to have it easier than, you know, what they had in the past or something, you're really doing it. You know what I'm saying? That's what life is about. It's about helping others. You know what I'm saying? And I want my kids and everybody else to, like, look at this as an example, you know what I'm saying, of helping others. Now, to the parents, what you want to do is, when your kid is about to enter into the 12th grade, have the student write an essay. You know what I'm saying? This essay is going to be about why they qualified to get certain scholarships. Write about themselves, what's good about them, you know, their grades and all that, their good experiences in school, you know, what they like to major in. Have them write an essay that's, you know, at least, I could say, like, at least 300 to 500 words. You know what I'm saying? And the reason for that is because every scholarship that your child is going to apply for, most of them, 90% of them, is going to require you, the child, to write an essay. You know what I'm saying? So it's good to already have that on deck. Now, all the scholarships are different, and all of them, being that they're different, they all require different things. You know what I'm saying? So some of the essays might be like a little different. They might ask you to write about something slightly different. So you may not be able to use that one essay on all of them. But what you can do for the ones that are different, you could take bits and pieces out of the essay that you wrote and still apply it to them. So that way you still won't have to write the 300 words or the 400 words or something like that. Instead, you might just have to write half. You know what I'm saying? Every little bit counts. Okay, that's step number one. Now that you got the essay on deck, go ahead and just get the forms or the paperwork to every scholarship that you can. I'm talking about all of them. You know what I'm saying? The more the better. Burger King has one. Wells Fargo has one. The whatever state you live in, they have them. I'm talking about, you know, do it big. I'm talking about Roc Nation has one. You know, shout out to Jay-Z for that. A lot of NBA players give out scholarships. You know what I'm saying? Go big. You know what I'm saying? Do it big. You know what I mean? Because what a lot of people don't tell you is, even if your child has a full scholarship, let's say they have a full ride already, and, you know, you go ahead and you fill out for other scholarships and you get them, that's still money available to them. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going through the process myself, but as far as what I understand is that scholarship still goes to them. Even if they don't use it, it rolls over and it can help them, you know, with something else. You know what I'm saying? The less that you have to spend, the better. You know, I know y'all know what I'm talking about out there. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, you've been taking care of your child for 17, 18 years. They about to go to college, and, you know, now is your time to get some relief. You know, so you're not only looking out for them, you're looking out for yourself. Number three, I think we're on the third one already. Try to at least, you know, y'all in 12th grade, the 12th grade year is about to start. Try to get your child to at least narrow the list of schools down to at least three if you could. You know what I'm saying? You could probably, five is doable, but at least try to get them down to three. At least have an idea of where you're leaning to. All right, once they pick those three schools, go online, or maybe if you could even visit them, you know what I'm saying? But you don't have to do all that. Go online and, you know, look at the requirements. Look at the housing. Look at their housing, you know, how their housing works as far as, like, you know, your student has to live there. Most students have to live on campus, you know what I'm saying? Their first 2 years, I believe. At least the first year, I know for sure. So go ahead and look at the housing, you know what I'm saying? Go and see if you can get those applications to those three schools for the housing and orientation and all that. And because the reason why I say go ahead and look at that stuff now, because whatever school they pick, right, it's going to be a back-to-back-to-back-to-back process. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be one after another. You know what I'm saying? Your student is going to have one profile for the school, and that one profile has like 5 or 6 different departments. You know what I'm saying? You got orientation, you got housing, you got they eating arrangements, you have, the list just goes on. And then all of those is going to be an application and some type of fee for all those. You know what I'm saying? So go on there, see how much this stuff costs. You know what I'm saying? So you can start saving up. So it just won't hit you right away like, oh man, this costs this much. Oh man, you know, that costs that much. You know what I'm saying? You're already on it. You already started saving. There's no surprises to you. You know what I'm saying? You already got everything under control. By the time, you know, graduation rolls around and they know what school they're going to, you already got the application. It's already filled out. And you already have the money for that application. You know what I'm saying? You're set to go. I know that you're going to do... I know I said do 3 of them, and your child is only going to be attending 1. So that means you did 2 extra ones for no reason. But you know what? That's better than just being, you know, just having to walk into these situations not knowing. And I want to hit you with 2 more before, you know, I let you go. The 4th one, I'll say this, be ready. You know what I'm saying? Be prepared. You know, you might have to go to orientation with your student. You know what I'm saying? That might require you to take some time off from work. You're gonna have to help them move in. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna require you to take some time off. And it's time consuming. You know what I'm saying? So you might just have to like use some of those extra days that normally go for you going out of town. You might have to dedicate it, you know what I'm saying, to your student. You know what I mean? But it's well worth it. You know, it's well worth it. You might have to spend less time in the Barbados this year. And you might have to spend a little extra time, you know, depending on, you know, what state your child goes to. You know what I'm saying? Whatever state they go to, find some attractions there, you know what I'm saying? And just do your vacation there, you know what I'm saying? Or go to the Barbados 2 or 3 days less, you know what I mean? But it's well worth it. And 5th, last but not least, and I know I'm forgetting a lot of them, you know, a lot of points. Like I said, I'm still going through it. So I'm still going through the process myself. So if I have to do a part 2 to this, I definitely will, you know what I mean? But if any parent is out there, you know, struggling or need help through this, don't be afraid, man. That's Slackers Talk, you know what I'm saying? Holla at me, Slackers Talk. At visionlivenetwork.com. You know what I'm saying? You could text me. You could message me on the website. Get at me through Facebook. Get at me through my Instagram. Like I said before, man, you know, I'm here for y'all. You know, you get in contact with me any kind of way, it's going to be me that answers you back. It's not going to be somebody from my team. It's not going to be anything else. It's going to be me. You know, so if I have to do a part 2 to this, I will. But last but not least, have fun with it. You know, have fun with it. You know, and enjoy it. It's an accomplishment. Not only for your student, it's an accomplishment for you. Because you were there the whole time. You know what I mean? You were right there with them. You helped them with homework. You took them to events. You took them to school. You picked them up. You got them involved in this. You got them involved in that. So take time out for yourself to acknowledge yourself. You know, I always tell you here on the Slackers Talk to definitely give yourself props. Celebrate yourself too. Any accomplishment that your child has, it's an accomplishment for you also, because they wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, it's a job filling out those applications. Everything is not clear cut. So it's going to be some things that you don't understand. It's going to be some things that's just not easy. It might be some things they're asking for that you don't have, that you might have to go out and get, or you might have to find. But smile, do it all. You know, don't let your kid think, don't let your kid believe that you frustrated in any kind of way. You know, let them know that you loving it, you know, regardless of what's going on. If they see that you loving it, they go love it. And it's going to motivate them to do their thing and do what they got to do at the next level. Then, you know, after that process is all said and done, all the paperwork is done, and you know what college they're going to, you move them in, and they're ready to go on their first day, you might sit at home and you might worry about them constantly because you're used to being that parent that's with them on a day-to-day basis. But for me, I didn't get up to that part yet, so I'll let you know. For now, I'll just put to be continued. But quick note, before I get out of here, I just want to let everybody know, this Friday, you know, I'll be premiering on the Angelique Everett show. You know, look her up, man. Angelique Everett, you know, she's been doing it for years. You know, she got a show, and she shows love to podcasters, anybody that has anything going, you know what I'm saying? I will, you know, premiere on the show this coming Friday on YouTube, 8 o'clock. It's called The Angelique Everett Show. Please look it up. Please tune in. And just tune in and support your boy. You know what I mean? Slackers Talk. We doing big things around here. You know what I'm saying? We putting kids in college. And I'm loving every bit of it along the way. This has been the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town. Now, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. As always, thanks for rocking with me, and we'll be back again to talk next week.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, aka the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.